A word for you from Mark chapter 10, verses 33 and 34, saying, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and spit upon him and flog him and kill him, and after 3 days he will rise." These are the words of Jesus just before the incident where James and John demanded that they sit on the right and the left of Jesus when he was to go into his kingdom. They wanted a throne. And we've been speaking these days about how disciples can be out of tune with the Lord. Indeed, the disciples were out of touch. Because the last thing, at least in the gospel here, that the Lord had said, and we don't know exactly how long, whether it was just a few minutes later that James and John said this, or a few hours or whatever, but they knew, for they were there when the Lord Jesus said to them, the very crux, the heart of the matter, this is the gospel, this is why Jesus came. The feeding of the 5,000, the healing of the sick, the delivering of the demon-possessed, all that was a sideshow. This was the heart of the matter, and the disciples missed it. That's why later on they were miserable, even when they got to hear about a possible resurrection. That's why the two disciples on the way road to Emmaus were sad, and because they'd heard all these stories and women talking about Jesus being resurrected, they forgot what Jesus had said. Isn't it perhaps the same with us, that Jesus has spoken? Perhaps he has spoken directly to you through his word, and in some way he has made himself clear to you, and yet you forget, and you are out of touch with him. Mhlawumbe ungumfundi kaJesu, kodwa awuzwani naye uJesu ngoba unemicabango yakho. And so the Lord Jesus, speaking here about the very heart of the matter, it was to be his crucifixion and his resurrection. The disciples should have been asking about that, not about their position and where they were going to sit in the kingdom, demanding to be at his right and his left. They were not connected yet to the Lord.